The Old Testament reading for today is Isaiah 66, verses 18 through 23. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues. And they shall come and see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far away that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters, on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering and a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament reading for today is Hebrews 12, 4 through 24. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. That no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire, and darkness, and gloom, and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. Even if even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
be to God.
The good news according to St. Luke in the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west, from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Strive to enter through the narrow door. What a funny answer that Jesus has for a man's question. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is just walking through town. He's doing what he does. He's going in places. He's meeting with sinners. He's sharing the love. He's making his way to temples to teach people. And just on the way, on his journey through the towns and villages, we get this really neat, wonderful lesson for us. It's fun. It feels like it's just a little like snapshot thing that happens, right? It's not one of those big times. There's not a demon being cast out. He's not having a great argument with Pharisees. It just seems like we're in the middle of a journey, and here we get this wonderful nugget of great wisdom for us, really. This man asks, well, it says someone, a person. It could be any of us. Lord, will those who are saved be few? What an interesting question, right? We wonder what heaven will be like. Is heaven going to be filled with people? Is there going to be tons of people? How many Lutherans will there be there? I don't know. How many Roman Catholics will be there? Oh, gasp. How many people that we would not normally associate with will be there in heaven? What is it going to look like? Am I going to be there with people who I deem to be less worthy than myself? Am I going to be there and think, wow, I don't deserve to be with these people here? That's more likely for me, at least. What's it going to be like, Jesus? How many people are going to be saved? Just a ballpark answer, you know? Like a lot, more than a lot, innumerable? I don't know. And Jesus says to him and does something unique, something that Jesus does time and time again. People ask a question, and he turns it around entirely and shows you're asking the wrong question. He says to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. Don't worry about all the people that are going to be in heaven. You strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And at first, that whole verse sounds kind of damning, kind of scary, kind of sad. Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. That does sound a little scary, right? Initially. But actually, it's this really awesome hidden nugget of gospel. It's really great. He says, you, don't worry about other people, you strive to enter through the narrow door. Many of them will try to do it and find that they are not able. We are of those many. We are the ones who strive to enter through the narrow door and cannot enter it. We have a picture there of a pretty narrow door. You know, elsewhere in Matthew, we talk about trying to fit a camel through the eye of a needle. The idea of squeezing into a narrow space, somewhere you can just not quite get through. The idea of trying to squeeze through a narrow door, for some of you maybe who like to go spelunking or going through caves in tight spaces, sounds terrifying. If you want to tell me like a cave where there's a lot of space where I can breathe, that let me know and I'll go there too. Squeezing through a narrow door and finding that you can't do it? Maybe you're getting wedged in there, maybe you have to back your way out? For any of you who really like, you know, the 100-acre wood and Winnie the Pooh, I'm picturing myself like Winnie the Pooh shoved into a window and needing someone to like pull and push me out of the window here, getting stuck in this narrow door, finding that I can't go through. And yet Jesus says to you, strive to enter through the narrow door. What's great is, as we're striving to enter the narrow door and we find we can't do it, that's what points us to our Savior Jesus, who can. Marty picked up on it earlier and said that he is the door. He is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the one who has made it through the narrow door and who at the end of our lives will take us through it, will bring us into our home to be with the Master from this lesson, from the rest of his parable. You and I, as we strive to enter through the narrow door, again, picturing it as kind of a funny situation, in the story, right, the Master is saying, oh, I don't know you, to this person who shows up to his door saying, I want to get in. If someone's been trying to squeeze through your door for a while, you're going to recognize the guy. Like, this person's been trying to bust through my door this whole time, but, you know, here, come inside, I'll bring you in for a meal. That's much nicer. You see, this whole idea of striving to enter in, the word strive even doesn't quite get to what we're looking for. The word in Greek is agonizo. Agonizo. If I say it that way a little bit, it sounds a little bit like a word you might know. Agony. Agonize to get through the narrow door, Jesus says. Don't just give it the old college try. Oh, I strived to get through the door and, couldn't do it. Oh, well, Jesus has me covered. I'm fine. We want to listen to Jesus who says, agonize, strive with all your passion. This word is in other places translated as fight. Fight to get through this narrow door. If we're trying to get into heaven, into our heavenly home, and the law tells us, well, just live this way. Live perfectly this way, and that's how you can be with God, because then you'll be perfect. Well, we know we can't do that. God knows we can't do that. And yet here Jesus, God himself, is telling us, agonize, strive to get through that narrow door. Because he knows that when we try this way, when we try our best to get to heaven, man, we see just how clearly we can't do it. When we're striving to fit through that narrow door, when we're getting stuck in it like Winnie the Pooh and we can't get through, when we're bonking our heads on the door frame because it was built for short people from back in the day, when we are not able to fit our way through this narrow door, we realize, man, we need some help here. We can't do it. Who's going to be in heaven? How many of us will be in heaven, Jesus? Well, I want you to be in heaven, is what he says. I want you to be there. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about how many people are going to be saved. Just you. Agonize to fit through that door. Strive for it. Strive to live in a way that you can honor and glorify God. That you can say in gratitude, thank you for making me your child, for giving me your word, telling me what it is you desire. Our Heavenly Father is very clear what he desires, and we want to follow him as his children do. And as we're doing that, as we're following God's law, we continue to smack our head on the doorframe. We continue to get stuck with problems that we can't fix, we can't solve. We continue to find those ways that we just can't enter heaven. We just can't be with God on our own. We absolutely need someone else to do it. If we were to give up and say, well, I can't do it. I can't follow God's law. It's too much for me. How dare God say that I have to do these things to make him happy with me? That happens more often than we think. I continue to meet more people who said, oh, you know, I don't like going to church because it's just a bunch of laws, a bunch of rules. Or the opposite. I feel like the people in the church don't follow God's laws and God's rules. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. Man, I've heard that a lot, and I'm sure you have too. It's good to remind them, you know, yeah, I am a sinner. Yes, there are times where I've been a hypocrite. I know what God wants, and I still can't do it. I continue to get stuck in that narrow door that I can't squeeze through. But I know that Jesus has forgiven me, just like he's forgiven you. Jesus who died on the cross, Jesus who rose from the grave, defeating death itself, and says, I have gone before you to prepare a place for you. He has made the way for you to heaven. He has given it to you as a gracious gift. We who could not squeeze through the door of heaven are told that in Jesus Christ, we have a place prepared, and he will bring us there. Until then, as God's children, knowing that this is coming for us, knowing that God will bring us safely to our heavenly home, we strive to enter it. We want to be there. We want to be with God. We want to follow him. We keep doing it. We keep striving. We keep trying to make it happen. Knowing that every time we stumble, every time we get caught, every time that agony, that agonizing to be with God, turns into the agony of despair that I couldn't do it myself, God says, don't despair. Don't stay in agony. Don't think that you are too big of a sinner. Don't think that you can't be here. Jesus Christ has made that way for you. He will bring you here. God sees your effort. We, the church, see you striving. Others in this world see how much you care about following God. It is a blessing to you to strive after him, to see your need for a Savior, and is a great blessing to others to see you fight the good fight, to agonize to be with your Lord, to say, I want to be with you. I've already given us a Winnie the Pooh reference, and that's for a certain age audience, perhaps. Perhaps a different age audience here. Do or do not, there is no try. Do it. Agonize for it. Strive for it. Make your way to God. Knowing that we can't do it. We can't fit through that door. But we have a God who is there, who sees us and wants to be with us and will bring us safely into our eternal home, where we will continue to receive a different type of peace. From our Hebrews reading, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Strive for peace. God has this great peace, this great wonderful gift for us. When we strive for him, we see that we need a Savior. We see how much he has saved us from. And then we will not only receive that peace for ourselves in eternity, but we know that he will continue to provide that peace for us and for those who see our good works and praise our God who is in heaven. Strive to enter through the narrow door. And today is a day for good jokes, apparently. At the end of today, as you go home, if you go with nothing else, you can tell people, man, today's sermon was just agony. Just awful. agonize to be with God, but know that you do not have to despair. He has great peace and comfort for all those who long to be with him. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ is died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.